Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Set, where the odyssey that is Australian horse racing continues unabated this weekend. We're going to go to Adelaide for Group 1 racing in the Goodwood. We're going to go up to the Goldie. We've got Group 2 racing, some of the best horses in Australia go around there. We've got Thoroughbred Club Day at Caulfield. We've got nice racing at Gosford as well. Who's ready? Who's ready to rip in?
I'm ready to rip in. The party's rolling around Australia just like we love it. The city of churches
the party goers.
And up to Brizzy, let's go to Gosford, my old stomping ground. Then we're over for a listed or a group race over in WA later on the day when we've got plenty of cash in our pockets. How are you feeling, Fizz?
You ready to go, party boy?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Very good. Let's talk about the Goodwood. It's all about the weight. So all week we've been talking about a weighted moral. Last week we were talking about Pride of Jenny. She was a weighted moral.
61 kilos.
61 in the end. She
should
was
have been
a weighted
carrying
moral.
70.
So let's unpack what's happening with Gigi Kick here. So he's got 54.5 kilos. And the reason he's got such a light weight is because set weights and penalties is based off how horses go in the last pretty much up to 2 years, right? You've got a horse like Skaripa who won a race in January last year, a Group 3 race, but it comes within the period when they look at set weights and penalties. So he's got more weight than Gigi Kick. Gigi Kick is a 5-6 length better horse than him. Something's not quite right with the system. Anyway, let's not worry about that.
I don't really think about all that. I just play what's in front of me. And if Giga kicks in well with 54.5, then that's what we're dealing with. Yeah. And it's 225, it's not like Giga kicks $1.30. What do you think about all this, Fizz?
Well, Fizz, let's bring up the last trial. So this is the third of three trials he's had. Giga kicks in the red and the white with the black cap. And then you got Eye of the Eagle, which is a benchmark 74 horse, goes to the line with him. What did you think of this trial?
Okay, so I wouldn't be too concerned about the trial within itself. This one, it's its third trial in this lead up to this Goodwood. I think that Junior was telling me they ran in his second trial, ran as quick as race time in the second trial where a horse went out quite fast. Look, Giga Kick, if it runs up to its Everest run, wins the race. I think we all will agree on that. Whether or not first up, it's meant to be a bit of a burly type.
Yeah.
So whether or not first up, those three trials have got it fit enough to be ready first up. I guess Saturday we'll tell the story with that. Barrier 12,
bit of
a little
issue.
Bit sticky for me in the fact that there's not a lot of speed, but I don't think he's a speed horse. I don't think he's going to be a crossover on the lead anywhere. So look, for me, I took $19 when they went up number 11, Generosity. I've had something on the 13, Prairie Flower at 40s. It's a little bit open, this race. Prairie Flower comes out of a race against Climbing Star, Stretton Angel, Charmstone and Amina last start where it drops 4 kilos on that run and the others probably don't get the weight relief that it gets. So I thought its run was good enough to figure in the finish out of that form line. So look, I went for a little bit of overs more than the leaning into Giga Kick. I think we'll see bigger race day. I may have something. It is my top pick. I may have something race day.
But needs to get out a bit towards 2-1 or something.
Something.
Do you think it could possibly get
out?
Not that far. Six to four, maybe.
Would you be in at 6-4?
I'll probably be on for something small, yeah. Chop out on the other horses.
And Junior Matt did tell me before we came on air that Zara's been given permission to ride 0.5 kilo over, so it'll go around 55 kilos. King Zone, let's talk.
Great race. There's not a lot of speed, as Fitz mentioned, in this. Pressdown goes forward. Sir Sway goes forward. Sharippa goes forward. They're all 30-1 plus in the markets. If it's hard to make ground there, I wouldn't be opposed on throwing a small amount on all those three.
Okay.
Let's talk Giga Kick. I like the prep. Clayton Douglas has really taken his time. Three trials I really like. Last time, not last prep, but the prep before. Remember at the Valley over 1,000 metres and I sat in this seat and said 1,000 metres is the wrong.
Yeah. Huh? Imperatrix.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's that infamous ride.
And only had one prep since then and did run second in an Everest and was unlucky in another run. So Giga Kicker in that last prep in spring was going pretty well. Had three runs and was going well to run second in an Everest is obviously that's huge. Now he's taking his time and I read an article about Giga Kick, and Clayton Douglas is really focused on spring. Not to say that he's not, but he's really thought about it.
Yep.
He's put a lot of thought into this preparation, which I really like. He's targeting on spring, which shows that the horse is going pretty well. This isn't the strongest Goodwood I've ever seen as well. Barrier 12 doesn't really concern me because you've got that big Morpheville straight. They can generally all make ground. The weight, which we talked about, 55 kilos, you're telling me, well, gets in really well at the weights. I think he's definitely the horse to beat. I agree with Fitz, he will drift. He's the only horse I could back. He's not an official Saturday Set tip because I'm very conscious of tipping things at short odds that are first up. But
sure.
I just got a feeling he's going to blow him away.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to move on to the Cummings. Morpheville Race 6. So this is a 1,600-metre race. We're going to take advantage of some weight relief again, Fizzer. So Nonconformist ran second in Caulfield Cup a while back. It's first up. We've got its last trial at Cranbourne. Here it is coming out. Let's call it the lilac colours with the black cap, about to really get into it and get into his work. He's an 8-year-old now, a very accomplished horse, and you are pretty keen on him first up in this race at around $5.
I am, mate. This is a Saturday set official tip.
Whoa, here we go.
Yeah, yeah, Nonconformist. Look, I liked its trial. I think it's ready first up. Looks to me like it's ready to go. Look, a lot of these horses are all coming out of the same races. Regal's Asmon, Aran Bay, Chicago Storm, Air Assault, all out of the same race. I think Favourite Trial might have even been in that race. But anyway, to cut a long story short, I like its form lines better than everything else. It gets in nice and light, and it just smells of one first up to me. I'm not sold on the form of Aran Bay and Regal Asmon after that last start. Aran Bay had every possible chance to beat Regal Asmon, which got there on the line. Chicago Storm was the best run out of that race by far, sitting three wide on the speed on quite a hot tempo. Mm-hmm. So I will have probably something on Chicago Storm in this race as well, and Rubemos down in the weights as well was my next pick. So, look, I'm steering clear of those other ones in the market, but I'm really keen here. She Light, bring a different form line from Melbourne.
But it was prior to Jenny, wasn't it?
Yeah, not fussed about it backing up after a hard run. Yeah, chasing her. So more than happy to let it go. I'm Nonconformist all the way.
All right, great. King?
Yeah, I agree. Nonconformist is the only bet I could have in the race. What concerns me with Nonconformist is an 8-year-old first up. I don't like backing those older horses first up, but clearly the class horse in the race. What I do really like is the Chelmsford run last prep over the same distance behind Buckaroo, ran third last start. So 1,600 first up, won't be concerned with fitness. It's just the, those 8-year-olds, they just sometimes don't find the line, but definitely the only horse I could be on.
Mm. I've backed it for our mates, Motepot. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's move to Caulfield. So it's a Thoroughbred Club day down there. And we're going to look at Caulfield Race 8. It's a benchmark 100. I thought it was the best race of the day. We've got another horse that gets in nicely weighted. LOU. So this is LOU's last start win at the Valley. Very short, rounds them up, goes on with it nicely. Looks like a nice progressive type of 5-year-old gelding. I might start with you, King Zone.
Yeah.
What do you make of this race?
I think there's only two possible hopes. I think the one that you're talking about, LOU, and also War Machine.
Okay.
LOU coming off that Valley run. Drawn barrier one here.
Yep.
I think must lead, 53 kilos. I love the weight, 53 kilos. So Kersley's just got to go to the front here. There is a little bit of pace. I think War Machine, who's drawn out wide in, where's the machine out in 15.
Yeah.
So he's going to come across. Massive first up run behind the instructor from War Machine. I think Jamie Mott will definitely come across. Got midfield last start. He'll go forward there and maybe sit second or try and slot in fourth. But one's barrier one, one's barrier 15. I do think LAU's 1400 would be an official Saturday set, and I am backing LAU, but 1400 is peak distance. He is as far as he needs.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of a concern if he does get pressured in front. But having said that, I think that LAU will ease. I think War Machine will firm. Ooh. Just off that first up run, I think people are going to think War Machine's got a little bit more upside. I think they'll come a bit closer in the market than they are now. But I'm going to be on number 15 for sure.
Fizz.
Yeah, I don't know if King's missed this one, but I'm with number 5, Lim Sal Toro. Sources first up from Singapore. It's had 13 starts for 10 wins. It's run around in group races, and its trials have been so good.
I'm not laughing at Timmy.
Leave me out of Singapore form.
Love you saying he missed it because
leave me out of Singapore form.
Anyway, I'm Lim Sal Toro, LOU for second.
I don't doubt it. I could easily.
You've been out there talking to Smalley too much. He loves a first upper from overseas.
No, Smalley, just found this one myself looking at the race this morning. So I've backed it, and I'm more than happy to tip it.
$8 tasty.
Yeah, LOU's second pick. Lim Sal Toro should sit outside LOU if they decide to push forward, which you'd suggest.
Where does that leave War Machine then?
I think War Machine stuck midfield. Thanks for coming.
Oh, really?
I don't want to be on it. And I had number 10, First Accused, as a little roughy Tassie horse.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm just going to be on the 5.
What about poor old Oscar's Fortune, hasn't he? He's fallen off a cliff.
We bet up on him at the Valley last, was it Cox Plate Day or something like that?
Yeah, not going good, is it?
If you want to go and see Oscar's Fortune on Saturday for free, you can because of our friends at the Melbourne Racing Club. So if you want to access free tickets, go and hit the link in the description. And I think you've got to enter the password Wolf, then you can get pretty much as many tickets as you like. We appreciate the Melbourne Racing Club do that, that they do that for us. And AI is free, of course, on Saturday. It's the last time it will be free, King Zone, because we finish our partnership with racing.com this weekend.
Mm.
But I'm sure it's been a great help to people. And you also just want to have a quick chat at how results are looking on a Saturday. So
yeah, a few people have hit me up for results specifically on Saturday. So yeah, as you said, it has been free on Victorian races for the last 3 months or so. But let's just quickly go through these. So we've got the Golden Bullets leading the way. 11% profit on turnover. That's at best of the best odds. Betting to win $200 with a maximum bet of $100. There's a $1,600 profit there. Backs as well are showing a 5% profit. The Good Roughies, which are smaller turnover, as you can see, only 4,000 turnover. That's because the odds are obviously great at minus 3.5% loss. Consider Backings, which is plus 3%. And if you had backed all the lays, you would have lost 8%. So if you just stick to the... if you had just stuck to the suggested backs there, taking out the consider backing evens, there's a profit there of what, 3, 4, 55, say over 5,000 off a good sample size of over 3,000 bets. So I'm really, really happy with that on Saturdays, because sometimes they can be a lot harder, the Saturday, the Metro races. But the main bets there, 11% and 5%, I am very, very happy with that. And we march onwards, we march upwards. You can get all that moving forward for $30 a day if you sign up for a membership. So $30 a day for every meeting.
Yeah, it was $30 for Saturday, but yes, then during the week you get emailed a best bet, right?
Yeah, for $30 you get every meeting on a Saturday, and you'll get the best bet every day.
Email to your inbox.
Yeah, so get on the
great
app.
Deal.
And have a look at Saturday if you just want to try it out as well, because AI is free on Saturday for Victorian.
Yeah, to check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Put the paywall back up again. All right, cool. It's time to move on to the Gold Coast. We've got the Hollandale. We could argue this is the race of the day. Some very good horses going around. Let's familiarise ourselves with the form line. Let's go back to the Underwood Stakes last year. We've got Buckaroo circling the field here. This is when he announced himself as one of the probably top 10 weight for age horses in Australia. Dominant win. He was still pretty good for the rest of the carnival. Of course, he ran second in the Caulfield Cup, ran in the Melbourne Cup. Let's start to
talk. He started favourite in both.
Did he right? Yeah, well, yep. There you go. So really smashes through the line here in this Group 1 race. Kingzone, what did you make of the race as Buckaroo goes through the line, and we'll bring the market up to...
Well, Buckaroo since this... So this prep Buckaroo's had a couple of runs and sort of hasn't set the world on fire, but has met horses, you know, the top graders via Sestina, and has been a bit unlucky in a couple of them. So I think Chris Waller has had this Brisbane Carnival in mind as his target, which we know when Chris Waller sets his mind to something and targets races for certain horses that they generally win. I think that Buckaroo will improve up there, but there's another horse in this race called Lindemann who's got Nashra Wheeler on, who's...
And another Chris Waller horse.
Yeah, another Chris Waller horse. He'll go forward from 13. So this prep, Lindemann's in career best form.
Well, let's bring it up. Let's have a look. Here we go. Look at that. Okay, this prep.
This is just this prep.
Talk us through it. Second to Fangirl.
Yeah, so have a look. Have a look what Lindemann's been racing, obviously. We've got Fangirl. We've got Via. We've got Forban. We've got Via. We've got Via. Dubai Honor. Fork to Puck. These are the top liners. But look where he's been running too. Second, third, second, fourth. So extremely consistent. Three group ones, a group two and a group three. There's no Via in this race. I just can't believe the price for Lindemann. I think you're right. I think there's only, to summarise this race, I think there's only two hopes, Buckaroo and Lindemann. Okay. I think it wouldn't surprise me to see Buckaroo, you know, recapture some of that form that we saw in the spring. But just on what I'm seeing at the moment, I think Lindemann's a great price. I love Nashra Wheeler on and on Pacer. Going forward, and at $5.50, Lindemann is my first official Saturday set tip for Goodwood and Hollandale Day Stakes Day.
Very good. Very
Thank you,
good.
Sir. What do you got to add?
I wrote Lindemann, ooh, great each way play. If you're getting each way, if you're getting over even money, a place for Lindemann, it looks mad not to just be on each way.
Yeah.
It's not the type of race that fills me with any confidence, but Lindemann, top pick. I thought Faulkner Park's not going very well, so I'd happily bet around it.
You thought it's not going very well? I thought it was going all
right. Oh, I didn't run very well in that. In the same race Lindemann Buckaroo have come out of, I didn't really
love it. I don't see how Lindemann's Faulkner's 550 and Faulkner Park's 850.
Yeah, I don't really like that. Yeah, I just didn't love its run, that's all. Okay. Antino, I don't know what to make of it. It just wasn't there first up.
And it's a bit like Giga Kick. If it turns up, it's...
Yeah, it's in the hunt. If it's there, I don't know what he's going to do with it. Gollum, we'll see. Elias has the race against these fit horses first up. I'll probably give that one a miss. And then Buckaroo's definitely the horse to beat. But knocked up over the last 100 metres in the Queen Elizabeth when it was there to win, actually. Yep. And I was unsure whether or not something happened to it that day, but... The last 100 metres was a bit concerning with Buckaroo that day, but like King said, maybe it's its race this weekend and he set it for it, and we know that Waller can do that, and it might
be... Barry is not great either for Buckaroo. Going to have to go sit off the fence and
no, may, yeah, you're right. Lindemann will be rolling forward and it'll be somewhere further back trying to find a spot, but he'll get in, James.
The other thing I like about Lindemann is he can handle a really fast earlier tempo. There's a little bit more speed in this, but also a slower tempo, so... Very versatile. Mm. You betting in this, Fitz?
No, I'm not.
This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes has you covered with all the best racing features so you can own this autumn carnival. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. And if you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Wolfden Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code UPTHEDEN25. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this autumn carnival.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
It is time for your official Saturday
show. Ah, the officials. So let's talk. We just went through that one then. Lindemann, that's my first.
Yep.
I've got three other official Saturday set tips. Two are in the same race in Gosford Race 9.
Okay.
There's a lot of pace in this race, and I like two that are going to sit off the pace. Number 2, Brunel, and number 13, She's an A-lister. Both trialled. She's an A-lister coming out of the TJ, where obviously a real high-class race. Failed in that. Both, I really like where they map, and they're both great odds. I think Brunel's about $15. She's an A-lister about $9. Get on early. The other one is in Caulfield Race 2, number 7, Galileus. No weight, 51 kilos, runs a strong 2,400 metres, sits behind a really strong tempo, map beautifully, and I love that. I love the setup. $6.50, I think, at the moment, and take that early price as well. So four officials for me on Saturday.
Okay, outstanding. Over to you, Fizz. What do you got, mate?
Righto, so we'll start back in Morpheville, Race 6, number 7, Nonconformist. We've talked about it. Then I'll head to Ascot for one bet. Race 4, number 4, Mojo's Luck. This horse last start was taken back from a wide gate and then had no luck in the running in the straight. And I think that this weekend from Barrier 1, it'll get better luck and be very hard to beat. It's around $6. Then we'll go to Gold Coast, Race 3, number 11, Floozy. This horse has gone off everywhere, so it may continue to firm. But we're on it last week and it won with a leg in the air. I think the 1,400 will suit, and I think it'll continue its merry way.
Yep.
And then we're going to Goldie, another shorty, unfortunately, but Race 5, number 3, a horse called Beedman. This horse was impressive last start, and I think it can go on with it this start with J-Mac on board. You'll get better than evens, I think, come race day, and I think it's a horse to beat.
Smashed last week, Floozy, wasn't it, even on the day?
Yeah,
I think it started about $1.50 or something.
Yeah, something pretty short, but they whipped you with a deduction as well. But
what did you end up with last week?
I got $1.90 after the deduction, which wasn't too bad.
Not
I'll cop
bad.
It when they start 150.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, as I mentioned before, we are doing a Mates Mode pot for Goodwood Day, Hollandale Day. I've already had a few bets. I backed Nonconformist because you told me to. I backed all of yours, your Saturday
set
because you told me to. Yeah.
Good.
Straight into them, ripped them into them.
Beautiful.
So if you want to get involved in that, there'll be a link in the description, or you can just go to the Mates Mode section on the Ladbrokes app, get involved, punt with us. It's always a lot of fun. We have a pretty good record. We're going to try and maintain that because we've only got a few more to go this campaign, and we want to finish with an outstanding winning record. With that out of the way, we should also just say thank you very much, racing.com. This is the last Saturday set that we are doing for in this campaign. We will continue to do .com and then end Mondays for about another month. But this is the main bulk of our partnership with racing.com. They're very generous to us.
Yep.
We appreciate
Big
it.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's a privilege. We don't take it for granted. So thank you for the support from Racing Victoria and racing.com. With that out of the way, that's the Saturday set done for another week.
Another one out the way.
And enjoy the footy tonight. Enjoy the racing on the weekend, and we'll see you in the den. Thank you for the support.